Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Boy, oh, boy, you can't stop talking about the U.S. women because it was incredible that they knocked off Japan the way they did. Carly Lloyd with how many goals? 3 goals. Woohoo! What a great weekend it was, absolutely, for Team USA, and what a perfect time to do it because it was through the 4th of July holiday, without a doubt. Pure, pure energy and pure excitement from Carly Lloyd. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to Iron E. Singleton. Remember The Walking Dead? Anybody a big fan of The Walking Dead? I raised my hand, absolutely. Somehow I got hooked into it. I'm not even sure. I think it was because of everyone around me talking about it. And anyway, Iron E. Singleton was one of the main characters, and he'll tell you all about that when he joins us on the show, for sure. We know it's going to be a wild week once again, politically speaking. What are the main things that are going to probably come up again with the Republicans? I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, who's completely making a massive amount of chaos for the Republicans. This is 2 weeks after his comments about Mexican immigrants, but he's dominating the debates. Every time a new poll comes out, even through the holidays, he's on top of the polls. He's leapfrogging all of the traditional candidates. So in the meantime, and remember, I'll just refresh you, one of the things that Trump said, pretty much I'll just summarize it, is that he said, paraphrasing this, that some Mexican immigrants are rapists and drug runners. And as this issue continues to completely dominate, especially Spanish language media, more candidates are starting to speak out too. So there's a big separation, I think, with the camps. Obviously, NBC is part of company with Donald Trump, and a lot of others that are connected to him have done the very same thing. But what's interesting is you have Senator Ted Cruz that, you haven't heard much from Ted Cruz on anything with this issue whatsoever. Rubio, you didn't hear anything with Rubio as well. And again, because he had such pointed comments, I think some who are handicapping this were waiting to see whether or not you'd see a few of those others, meaning Cruz, meaning Rubio, meaning anybody else, really come out and say anything. You have Rick Perry, who this past weekend on ABC's This Week said he was offended by Trump's comments. I mean, that's pretty much how he put it. You had former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who also kind of tried to distance himself from Trump, though a little bit differently. He said, "I would never besmirch all the people who come here." He was on one of the, I call it the Sunday Swirl, the Talking Heads. He was on State of the Union, and he said, "Sometimes we get wrapped up in how many people are coming. The real question is, why are they coming?" This was Huckabee. I'll go on. He said, "If they're coming because they want to be part of the American dream, if they want to come and share our flag, our interest, our language, assimilate into our culture because they believe in what we stand for, then that's the same reason our ancestors came." Then you had the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who called Trump's remarks inappropriate. So I think now, because there's so much more of a backlash, the hesitancy to take a swipe at him has absolutely changed. And the next couple of weeks are going to be, I think, pretty interesting to follow, in general, to see what happens with to see what happens with Trump and what happens in the polls, more importantly, because it's interesting that the polls haven't changed that much. Will they change or won't they change? Something that we talked about a lot here on America Tonight is what's going on with the drought in California. We have many listeners in California, and what's happening is now there's people that are ripping off water, they're siphoning water, which is crazy to think of. When you say siphoning water, you think of siphoning, gas. But what's happened is that, they're out of water. There's just so many, especially in the Central Valley of California, it's tough because they can't you know, they've got crops, if you're talking about farmers, just in general what's happening in a place that I've spent some time in too, Palm Springs, they're having terrible problems. Their water tanks for the homes, they don't have half the water that they need every day. They say that one of the counties there is putting in 3,000 gallons of non-potable water in two tanks at different locations so they can fill drums and buckets for just even the basic usage. And we forget that they, and pretty much what they're saying is, look, what do we need? We need rain. We need snow in the mountains. We need to recharge groundwater. We're coming up on the driest part of the year, and this is scary. And while people understand there's a drought, I don't know that some of us understand the severity of it. So just to reemphasize that, boy, oh boy, well, we had floods, and we have rivers and lakes that are at peak levels, like in the state of Texas, is such a different story when you look to see, you know, what's happened in Cali. It's just absolutely incredible, absolutely incredible. All right, in the meantime, there's something else that cropped up too that I wanted to bring up as we continue into this, you know, next week here, just right off of the holiday. And I think it's this in the, there's something that I saw that caught my eye over the weekend when I was, I think I was watching the women's soccer thing, but they were talking about that a crazy thing happened with the small evacuation for storm. There was, you know, because in the East Coast they were worried about you know, a big storm. So what happened was there was a, in this mall, ahead of Independence Day, ahead of the celebration, from these loudspeakers, the park police officers started clearing this Fourth of July people from the lawn near the Washington Monument, too, because they had this thunderstorm that was approaching, right? They had a mall close to that they evacuated to, and they were calling it basically Operation Safe Haven. But the thing that caught my eye is, I mean, visitors were in shock, and they thought that there was something else going on, because, of course, what do we think immediately? We think terrorism, if they're clearing anything in Washington, D.C., near the mall. And so there was a little bit of a panic. There was a little, you could feel it in the crowd, they say. But it was, you know, it's something that they started doing with these agencies. They call it MAC. It's kind of something that Homeland Security uses, and it's how they manage events when people are gathered in crowds, when they think that there could be, or when there's some kind of terroristic threat. So they've got a wall of projection screens. They have footage from thousands of cameras and live feeds, including from a helicopter that could be circling the mall. And there's a running list of locations of, you know, where to clear, where people are going, all that kind of stuff. So isn't that wild? And this happened over the weekend. This happened on Saturday. And it happened late in the afternoon, and there was a Washington Post reporter who saw how, you know, how they cleared the mall and everything around it, the National Park Service. So, I mean, wow, how about that? The museums, all the buildings that are there, these security procedures that they popped into place that allow people to get to and from some of these tight areas pretty quickly. I'd say, wow, bravo to that. They even say that, you know, maybe 200,000 people could fit into buildings that were open on Saturday. So think about that. Like, think about a presidential inauguration and how many people descend on that mall area. Even the downtown buildings, they say, it could be even seven times that amount. So because of the weather, they had all the people that were packed into entrances and stairways and hallways, and that's a good thing, because that shows that we're working on it and we're much more prepared. All right, hang with us. More coming your way next on America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We at of people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
A dead man, 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 a dead man,
a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, a dead man, in our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember when who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition? And what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife. I have to call my wife. Oh, my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way, and I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off, or no?
W-O-W, wow is the word I have to use to describe that experience, and no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool, you know. We're on the set, get to work and meet new friends, and that was my thought, and hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, we shot a six-episode pilot, so Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry, so when we did that, we're like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So, and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, did then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you? Because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognize me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dog, sick them, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 15 years, 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindsided moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindsided of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and then you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because you know, there are times, because he's been in and out of jail for the past 20 plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blind Side of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. Yeah, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it. 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Well, somebody put it to me the other day. They asked me through an email if I remembered the $6 million man. And it's funny they asked that question because I was just in a bookstore where there was these two Steve Austin replica dolls that were up there on the shelf, and they said a lot of people were interested in them, so they decided they were going to sell them. So yes, $6 million man. And at the time, if you think of the $6 million man and you look at TV Land now, because you'll see some of those episodes there, I mean, we're talking 70s, but he was part man, sort of part cyborg, if you will. How about what's happening at Dallas-based Rosalini Scientific? They're developing some unbelievable technologies, implantable devices that can help with the early detection of things like, imagine this, cardiac arrest. Think of where we are with heart attacks. Also, brain disorders, high on the list. So in our virtual green room, Austin Duke, VP of Emerging Therapy. So thanks so much, Austin, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So talk about, heart attacks especially. I guess give us the overall picture. First of all, where are you with these devices? And as you put, have them on the drawing board and you're thinking of, okay, what are we going after? What did you do? List the top three things or four things or five things that people really struggle with?
Well, it's interesting. You can come at it from a couple of different perspectives. There's the approach where you say, I have a piece of technology, it's been developed, it's cutting edge, what could we do with this, where is there an unmet need where this would be important, and then there's the other perspective, to say, well, we've identified a problem. Now let's go design a solution for that problem. So we've actually approached solutions in both directions. We have, through various means, acquired technology that was already developed and have found ways to repurpose it for what we think are some pretty exciting opportunities. And then in other ways, we've looked at the industry, at patients, and at doctors and said, where are we currently struggling? What diseases could use a better therapy? What are patients complaining about? What are doctors complaining about? And then we look and find ways to develop technology to meet those needs. So we come at it from a little bit different perspective, just depending on the case and the resources at hand.
Yeah. What's been the most exciting part about this journey, what you just mentioned, coming at it a couple of different ways?
I would say when you get that feedback from a patient or from a doctor, and this sounds cliche, but it's so true, to have them recognize the importance of what you're doing and to say, you know, I've sat across the table from a patient, you know, take a doctor, for example. I've sat across the table from a patient, and they look at me with, you know, eyes that say, I want a treatment, and I have to look back and say, I don't have anything. For us to come to them and say, hey, we're working on something exciting, we think we have a solution for this problem, and for their, you know, their expression essentially to light up and say, yes, that's what I'm looking for. So we have a process on all these technologies where we go out and talk face-to-face with customers, whether it's a patient, whether it's a physician, whether it's somebody that influences the industry, to make sure that we are aligning our technological development and our approaches with the need. And so when you see an idea that has come up in one of our meeting rooms or in a conversation, or that we've partnered with an inventor and investigator, and see that go through a few iterations and finally light up the eyes of the person that's intended for that, that's an extremely rewarding experience.
Oh, I bet. In talking about heart attacks at the top of this, and people who have heart attacks, have heart failure, and luckily get to the hospital in the nick of time, or then we hear the stories where they don't get there. Your technology, you got like $7 million in development funding now. When you're talking about tackling the things you're talking about, that's pretty important stuff, right, to be able to get that kind of funding.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, you know, in medical devices, especially over the last few years, venture funding has started to dry up a bit. And one of the ways that we've gone about raising funding, well, I should say there's two different ways. One is to tap into grants, both in the U.S. and over in Europe. And those are fantastic for several different reasons. The government is actively investing in healthcare, and they provide you with resources. They provide you not only with capital investment, but also with connections and with some of their infrastructure to be able to do, you know, extend on what we already have to facilitate development. And over in Europe, you have some countries that are looking to build on current infrastructure or remake certain sections of the country to go from more industrialized to into a more advanced or more healthcare-centric focus. And so they're investing in companies to bring technology back and forth. And it helps us for a few different reasons. The biggest way is that it allows us to make decisions based purely on the science and the unmet need. So we're able to pair those two together, as opposed to what can happen if an outside investor, and I'm certainly not trying to talk bad about investors, but if there's a misalignment. So it lets us do proof of concept early on non-dilutive grant funding to prove a concept, to demonstrate feasibility, and then we can accelerate that development later with investment once we have that proof of concept. But it's really it's a great means to get technology off the ground. So like you said, having raised $7 million or so in the last couple of years has been, I don't have the right words to say how important that is to get us to where we're at today and to make progress on some of these exciting things that you've mentioned.
Yeah, tell us where you are with brain disorders. That's also heavily on the radar for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, we're looking at a few different projects there. So we, within the past year, we have acquired a technology and some of the key personnel that were instrumental in developing that technology. Approximately $20 million was spent on a deep brain stimulator. And so this device is CE marked for Parkinsonian disorders, movement disorders. And we are looking to extend the development that was already done there. So some fantastic engineering. It's a cutting-edge device, sort of the Cadillac of implantable neurostimulators for brain activation, and looking to now take the next steps towards clinical application. We're looking to pair it with software that will allow for doctors to be able to monitor the technology remotely, which can be an enormous value proposition for patients that are either in rural areas where getting to a hospital center can be difficult, or maybe an elderly patient that it's just hard to get around, where going to the physician can be limiting. So we try to bring the technology to the patient by facilitating remote communications with the doctor. It has value propositions on both ends. We're looking at taking some established therapy, so for instance, epilepsy, and finding ways to improve upon that treatment as well. So we've got grant funding and grant pipeline built up to support that. We've just brought in some new members to our team who have several years of PhD level researchers that are iterating on those approaches. So we're at the beginning stages of the brain research that we're doing, but we have so many exciting projects that we're working on that I would expect that within the next year you're going to hear quite a bit more from us on the traction that we've made.
Yeah, and what's your personal goal, Austin, for, you know, I said you were the VP of Emerging Therapies. What are you hoping, you know, ultimately down the line happens?
Well, my personal goal, and this would be just for me and not for the company, I've always said it would be so exciting for me to walk into the grocery store and see someone using a technology that I had a hand in developing. I mean, that's rewarding. Not to go too long on my story, but I have type 1 diabetes, received an insulin pump a decade or more ago, and it changed my life. And that's what got me into this industry, was to say, there was an engineer, there was a scientist, there was somebody that developed that technology and brought it to me. I want to be able to do the same thing. So to meet that person is a personal goal. As far as the company, what we like to do, and my goal here, is we like to serve as a link or a bridge between early stage good ideas, whether they happen internally with our team, whether they happen with academic institution and investigators or inventors that may not have the resources, the capabilities, the time to translate their technology to the clinic. We want to be the ones that can take those great ideas and give them the energy, give them the resources and the capability to bring them across the threshold to commercialization. And to be successful at that, to have patients using our technology, and to fulfill the promise that we're making to patients and physicians, that's the ultimate goal.
I love it. Perfect place to end this. Austin Duke, Rossellini Scientific. Good luck. We'll be looking for the same people in the grocery store. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Many of you have been working on your personal footprint at home. Now it's time to help bring that to work and help your company climb Mount Sustainability. A November 2007 survey of college students and entry-level workers conducted by Monster.com revealed that more than 9 out of 10 employees are more inclined to work for a company that is environmentally friendly. At the other end of the age spectrum, green is also seen as important in terms of brand loyalty. So whatever your job, you can have a significant influence on your company's sustainability. How? By setting a great example. Not only is it good for the world, it's great for your company's bottom line. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. the responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Lips sweet pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She turned her music on. You won't have to.
Well, welcome back to America Tonight. Well, you all know that I'm a huge sports fan, and we do sports shorts here on the show and talk a lot about sports. And, of course, we have our Nail the Score during the NFL season. The NFL, with a big announcement at the owners' meetings, they announced that the extra point is going to be kicked from the 15-yard line, with two-point conversions would still be at the 2-yard line, so they'd remain there, right? So what does this all mean? It means the new rule gives the defense as well the ability to score 2 points in the returns. If you remember, before, under the previous rule, the ball would have been dead on the field. So with this rule change, so that we're all clear on this, if the defense returns a blocked extra point or a failed two-point try for a touchdown, they're awarded 2 points. Wow. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. Ryan Berger joins us. He is right now in our virtual green room. He's the founder of The Berger Shop and sports guru. Ryan, so that is huge news. You know, things like this have been talked about, but I like some of the nuances of this. I actually really like this. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's getting overblown. I'm not sure it's such big news in the game today that kickers are so talented. Yeah, kicking a 32-yard extra point is not going to be an issue for just about every one of them. And then obviously you have the kickers who are actually kicking indoors. And for those guys, it's an actual shoo-in. So when I looked at it, I was sort of, you know, flustered, didn't really understand why they made this move. The idea is to make it much more exciting, much more intriguing, much more interesting to the fan. And I still think at the end of the day, if they're gonna go for the extra point the majority of the time, and that really doesn't need to be watched. And this will be revisited very quickly and most likely modified again.
Wow. So I do agree with you on that. I think that it probably ends up getting modified. Absolutely. But the idea was, and this is the whole thing with the NFL, and you said it, is they have to come up with ways to keep the game interesting. And that was one of the things that was talked about, because intentions, especially for a lot of the younger fans, there's other pieces of entertainment that they could turn to. Although I still think the NFL is in good shape, but they don't necessarily think that. Do you think the NFL is still the number one sport for most people in America? I mean, don't you think the NFL rules with fantasy football and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's the number one sport, and the ratings and numbers are enormous. When again, we're talking about the off season right now, and of all the sports going on, major hockey playoffs, major NBA things, the whole conversation right now is the NFL with Deflategate and now into the rule change. Again, it's a very minor change, but because there is so much attention paid to the sport, it becomes one of the biggest stories out there. The fact is the sport dominates the culture and the society. The sort of one day a week idea, although there's now a lot more primetime games on a Thursday night and Sunday nights, are rituals in the country. And of course, you know, when you look at the sport, it's surrounded by the fan participation via fantasy football, gambling, and again, these sort of rule changes all apply to all of that. Now, the ability to sort of a defense to run it back, as you said, is a fantasy football opportunity for your defense. The Vegas will be releasing props and all kinds of gambling lines, I'm sure, on things such as that. So the league is all about sort of, at the end of the day, making as much money as they possibly can. And the ratings help all of that, and if they can find a way to keep much more people interested in every single play possible, whether that's through predicting it, having a bet on it, having a player through fantasy, or simply just watching it, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, whatever it is, whatever it takes, that's why, you know, fantasy, they really embrace that. That's why we see all the individual stats and that crawl across when you're watching whatever game it is on whatever network you're watching. They always put a premium on it because they know so many people are involved in fantasy football. Were you surprised?
Well, if you took fantasy football, gambling, and alcohol as a sport, I'm not sure the actual sport would exist. So, that's the DNA of the sport today.
I like that, DNA. It is, and that's what it's about. You know, I met a guy that used to supply a lot of information to the announcers on CBS, and he would FedEx all the information, every possibility with the games that they were covering, and they would go out to all the individuals who were announcing whatever game they were announcing, you know, play-by-play in color. And it turns out, you know, the whole thing with him was he was in Vegas, and he knew the lines. He went to MIT, but he was a lines maker. He was an odds maker. I thought, isn't that interesting? The NFL poo-poos the gambling thing, but really, you and I know, and you said it, they're embracing it, because what would you do if you didn't have gambling on the, you know, on the NFL?
Well, I mean, you know, to each his own, but it's the sort of thing where, again, it's all about the revenue. So the spreads and the fantasy players are the reason why people tune into 45-7 blowouts. You want to make sure that your wide receiver, when you're down 30 points, is getting make sort of make up catches so that you could get back in your game or you could compete to win your fantasy game. Meanwhile, the real game itself is a blowout and most people are changing the channel. But because you have a fantasy player or because
you're
somebody
watching.
Might have a wager on the game, you're watching it, and therefore the ratings become bigger and bigger, and therefore the advertisers are paying more. So the league isn't stupid. Goodell makes $50 million a year. He's a very, very smart commissioner. He's been able to figure out a way to have the NFL on CBS, NBC, and Fox. He's on every channel there is. And he's really sort of maximized the game from a TV perspective. When you think about the sport today, there's no sport that's better on the television than football. And that's one of the challenges the league has over the next 5 years, besides concussions, is why would you go to a game today? You sit in the freezing cold. People are drunk as could be. They're screaming left and right. It's uncomfortable. You don't know what the instant replay, what they're deciding. The whole thing stinks. There's traffic. You can stay home. You watch the game on a 60-inch TV. You got your iPad next to you. You got the dish with all the games. You know exactly what the replay is. You're watching it in HD. It doesn't pay anymore to go to the games. And that's the biggest problem that the league has. And that's why they're trying to make decisions like what they announced today, because they have to find ways to keep the excitement brewing and keep the interest and intrigue in the sport.
Yeah, I agree. The Patriots, the big action there, and you know this already, the other day Robert Kraft says, yeah, I'm not going to challenge anything that happened. I'll just let it stand. Were you surprised by that?
Well, there's clearly a conversation that he's had with Goodell and the league, and they wouldn't just decide out of nowhere after fighting this to decide to drop this. There's clearly a deal that is going to be made, and unfortunately, some games I imagine will be taken off the Brady suspension. But you know, in my opinion, New England has pushed the boundaries several times. They've been caught, and now they've been caught again. They cheated. And they didn't sort of go help out the investigation and made it a lot worse. Brady deserves what he got. I do understand the way the league works, where there will be some sort of deal and some games will be taken off. But that has to do with sort of the conversations, I imagine, and the deals between Goodell and the Patriots under the table.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. No doubt about it. We still have a long ways before we jump back into the season again. Ryan Berger, sports guru. I know. It's like a trap. You know, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching the Rangers and the losing overtime tonight in New York. And LeBron take over in Atlanta. And all everybody wants to talk about is kickoff of the Pigskin.
Yeah, I agree with you because I'm the all-around sports fan, so I've got my eyeballs on all that kind of stuff. I love the whole Rangers Lightning series, especially with the Bolts owner saying, hey, you can't come in here with your Ranger gear in Tampa. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, we travel everywhere. We travel everywhere.
Exactly. And so many New Yorkers live there, too. It's hilarious. Ryan Berger, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, a lot of fun to kick it around with him, and it's true. He's right about that. It's interesting because the focus is on anything that the NFL does versus, you know, look what happened with Cleveland beating Atlanta 97-89. So what's the scoop on LeBron? I keep getting asked, do I think LeBron is going to win? Do I think Cleveland's going to win the whole thing? And I do think they're going to win the whole thing. Then you have Tampa Bay in overtime getting by the New York Rangers, 6-5, the final score there. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to have a conversation with Andrea Reynolds about the things you need to know before you decide to go down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.